Log Talk Radio.
Relationships don't work between black people. Racism, white supremacy is the reason.
Absolutely.
Can't get a job in the hood and you educated. Racism, white supremacy.
Absolutely.
Can't get an education in the hood because it's expensive. Racism, white supremacy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Poor education in the hood you live in. Racism, white supremacy.
Absolutely.
You live next to poor people who will rob your ass, steal and kill your ass because they don't have no options and they don't have no option to critically think. Racism, white supremacy.
Yeah.
And I see that that's a problem. So I wanted to just make a pimp decision.
$1 trillion plus. From L.A. to Miami. Minnesota to Detroit.
get into engineer Tom Dow and Gary Rutler.
We don't have arrangements. We don't work with charts because we feel that inhibits the possibility for freshness and spontaneity. We build arrangements around the reader's conception. It's her musical approach, the way she lines out a song, particularly the way she accompanies herself on piano.
It's a matter of feeling, and it's also a matter of sound. A lot of times where the band was right, I felt I was wrong, or not giving or living my lyrics enough. So keep going on the tape until we're both, you know, together.
And smile. And smile, you know you got it.
Ladies and gentlemen, let us meet Miss Aretha Franklin.
relationships don't work between black people, racism, white supremacy is the reason.
Absolutely.
Can't get a job in the hood and you educated, racism, white supremacy.
Absolutely.
Can't get an education in the hood because it's expensive, racism, white supremacy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Poor education in the hood you live in, racism, white supremacy.
Absolutely.
You live next to poor people who will rob your ass, steal and kill your ass because they don't have no options and they don't have no option to critically think, racism, white supremacy.
Yeah.
And I see that that's a problem. So I wanted to just make a pimp decision.
$1 trillion flow.
$1 trillion
from L.A.
flow.
To Miami. Minnesota to Detroit. Chicago. Alabama.
Trillionaire.
Relationships don't work between black people. Racism, white supremacy.
Method to fix your prostate and bladder issues that only 3% of men even know about.
Jesus.
This simple yet
nobody
powerful
but Jesus.
Second prostate restore.
Nobody but Jesus. Nobody but Jesus. God, God bless you tonight. $1 trillion flow. The question is, where's the money? The government got the money. The government owes the money. Dr. King, let's go get our money, what they owe us. I want you to get ready tonight because I'm going to talk a little bit about voodoo, one of the old African religions that they told you was taboo. I say our ancestors. Get your pencil, get your paper, Revelation chapter 12, verse 7. Get ready tonight for a breakthrough. If you got need to plant a seed in our ministry, just go out for you in Africa, in Jamaica, Kenya. I had a lot of people that called me from Cameroon and a lot of people from Egypt. God bless you from Egypt that have wrote me and text me. All the way from Kenya. God bless you, Trisha, in Kenya. Adina, God bless you, over in South Africa. Every letter, every telephone call, every touch, it's a blessing. I want you to know God is able to bless you. I'm praying for you, Felicia, I'm praying for you. I'm praying for you, Mother Ann, that the people in Detroit that ain't got no lights, I'm praying for them, those down south under the heat and the floods back to back, the hurricane coming back to back, the hurricane coming to Florida after that, and then coming, I said seven hurricanes back to back. And I told you there would be shooting in these schools, in Chicago, in Tennessee, in Louisiana, Mississippi. Kids 12 and 13 got guns, and they bringing them to school, shooting the teachers, the principal, shooting the kids. So this is some of the stuff happening. Get ready for a special blessing for you tonight. Say that, brother. Mighty clouds of joy. Mighty clouds of joy, sing that. I'm praying for you that lost loved one, Mother Francis, I'm praying for you. Sister Dina, praying for you. I'm praying for you, Mary Hawkins. I'm praying for you, every letter, every telephone call. Kim, I'm praying for you. Sandra, I'm praying for you. Francine, I'm praying for you. Renee, I'm praying for you. Jeanette, for you. Gail, Celeste, Janice, Joe, Robert, Larry, I'm praying for you. Arthur and Richard Bell, I'm praying for you, the Bell family, Reverend A.J. Bell, one of my old pastors, Bishop Moore, Gate Mouth, Mother Cook. Glory, hallelujah. God bless you on this Friday, the 13th. $1 trillion flow. Where's the money? $1 trillion being spent over there in Afghanistan. We need money here in America to feed the hungry, to close the naked. We're praying for the brothers that's in jail, that they come out, and want you to pray with us. Some of them in South Africa being killed. I got a lady who told me 200 been killed by the police over in South Africa. You know, NBC, ABC don't play that, what's going on over in the other countries. But the same murder type of thing going on here. I'm praying for you, and wherever you might be on this Friday, the $1 trillion flow night. Mm-hmm. Talking about the $1 trillion flow.
Relationships don't work between black people. Racism, white supremacy is the reason.
Absolutely.
Can't get a job in the hood and you educated. Racism, white supremacy.
Absolutely.
Can't get an education in the hood because it's expensive. Racism, white supremacy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Poor education in the hood you live in. Racism, white supremacy.
Absolutely.
You live next to poor people who will rob your ass, steal and kill your ass because they don't have no options and they don't have no option to critically think. Racism, white supremacy.
Yeah.
And I see that that's a problem. So I wanted to just make a pimp decision.
$1 trillion flow.
We're talking about the $1 trillion flow. More money than the government. Because you're the government. To my building hospitals. New life. Black on black killing have to stop. We got to ready to deal with the racism, white supremacy that's going on in America. And the way we deal with it, by acknowledging your home. Your home, if you black, your homeland is Africa, right? Your homeland is not in Europe. If you black, your homeland is in Africa. And I want to tell you where your homeland at. And I want to tell you to get ready. I want to do a little piece on voodoo, hoodoo. You ain't long, but I want to do a little piece on it. Because some of you don't know. One of the older religions here is voodoo, and it's older than Christianity and older than Islam. It's an ancient African spirit, and voodoo means the working of the spirit, Ashe, calling on the ancestors. But after you got from, they brought you over here and changed it, told you that was a bad religion. They told you that was the devil. And some black right now, they are, put the hoodoo on me. How can you put the hoodoo on you when you are the hoodoo? Black magic. When I said black and I do my magic, it's black magic. White folks been doing white magic and trying to do black magic. But they black magic don't work because they ain't got no melon. The melon work with black folks. I say. This is the crescent moon for 3 days and your magic gonna work. This is Friday the 13th. Somebody said, that's bad. 13 is good for America. It's good for blacks. We're going to get ready to do the Ashe, our ancestors. Get ready to ring our bell. Ashe. Get ready to call. Call the spirits up. But we doing it tonight. Where my water at? I say, committee. So we're gonna deal with some of the ism. And when I say of voodoo, I'm saying the working of the spirit, and I'm saying the saints and the angels working of the spirit. When you work of the spirit, you can break the spirits down, and the spirit will guide you and get you to another level. So get ready for things to break in your behalf. I say. We're going to get ready to do that. Don't forget, just the seed Abraham. Come on, 7 days a week, you can call me. You can get in contact with me, thuseedabrahamyellowstate.com, and you can listen from 9 to 10 each night, 5 days a week. On Saturday, Divine Healing. On Monday, Dr. King Movement. On Tuesday, Cross Over the Ancestors. Tonight, we're crossing over in the spirit realm. We're dealing with voodoo. that's working of the spirit. The dance.
System of belief has fascinated and mystified the world.
If you got melanin in your body, you automatically working on the spirit.
New Orleans, cradle of jazz, a gateway to the unexpected. Here, a voodoo would enter the American consciousness.
Has God been good to you?
The Lord's been good. God's been good to me, and I've been good to myself. He's been better than me, and I've been better to myself.
Well, this is...
God is so good.
Now, how you doing?
I'm 30 years old.
How you doing in your business?
My business? Oh, well, all I can say is thank you, God. Just keep sinning. Just keep doing what you're doing.
What you want for August to bring you?
Good health, prosperity.
What else?
And peace in the neighborhood and the country.
Well, that's good. What you think about this COVID virus that's coming back up? What you say about that?
Well, I have said, don't get lax, because it's coming back, and it's coming back with a vengeance.
That's right. It's sure coming back.
Yes, it's coming back. It's done reverse.
Well, it's kind of confusing. One, do they know what they do?
A to Z, I have herbs. I have CMA. I have candles. I have liquid herbs. I have capsules. I have... oil, soap, deodorant, stone, crystal.
Well, what is your number? Give me your number.
Give you my number?
Yeah.
Give me my number.
To the soap.
352639.
Say it again.
Some of the stuff that's been happening that we've been dealing with, and we've been dealing with stuff that's going on in our city. That's some of the stuff that's been happening. It's been happening kind of bad in Chicago. In other cities, it's been happening bad too. So you have to look out for all the stuff that's going on.
Windows, rushing waters, destroying homes, and piling up cars as if they were toys. ABC's Marcus Moore on the scene tonight in Germany.
Tonight, the German army using tanks and armored personnel carriers, cutting through deep floodwaters in their desperate search for victims and the hundreds still missing. in the worst flooding Europe has seen in a century. Days of rain sweeping away cars, destroying entire towns, and cutting off villages. Helicopters rescuing the stranded. Firefighters standing on top of their trucks reaching for trapped residents. Southwest of Cologne, a map.
That's over in Germany, but things happening right here in America. In Florida, we got the hurricane on its way. And over in the West, we got a drought in Lake Mead and also in the Hoover Dam. So this weather is all over. Earthquakes, floods. And I've seen where a sinkhole, where a car, the whole car just merged on the highway. So a lot of that's going on. 2021 is going to show us some things. 2022 will come out. 20 was the one for us to shut down and get together and begin to work with each other. And they don't want to do that, but that's what got to happen. We got to work with each other to make things work.
They're very loyal to Mitch McConnell. Tell me about those conversations. Bring me in the room.
Many of them did acknowledge that what many Republicans have not acknowledged, which is that this was a violent, you know, assault on the Capitol that could never happen again, and that it does need to be thoroughly investigated. They didn't seem to think that this was the answer, and that's why they, you know, this will still be investigated because subpoenas will get the facts, will find out who organized that mob, how it was orchestrated, who directed them down to the Capitol to assault the Capitol. So. And we also, you know, you did show who we met with and who voted for it. Senator Sasse also had communicated with us, and he also supported it, as is Toomey, I think, who we met with, indicated that he supported it had he been present. So I am still optimistic that we will, I know we will, the truth will come out. You know from, you know, decades past that I have worked on investigations, and when people try and hold these things back, it always comes out in the end. That's why I think both for the country as well as for Republicans, it would be better to do it sooner rather than later. And I know we can whether it's bipartisan. I hope Nancy Pelosi, if she sets up a commitment, that will be exactly like the one that was designed, that it's five Democrats, five Republicans, that they share power, and that they get the people who care about this, certainly the 35 House Republicans that voted for an investigation, would be a good place to start to get five Republicans who will work on this. And get to the answers that our officers are hurting right now. People need to know that those Capitol officers that they walk by every day, they want a commission.
Right.
They are hurting. They are leaving in droves. They're leaving faster than they can be replaced.
I want to play something.
It has to be addressed.
I'm curious. I want to play something that Bill Cassidy said, because I thought it was put together what I thought could have been an effective argument to convince skeptical Republicans to vote for the commission. Here was his rationale.
Ask the American people, are they more likely to trust an independent commission not composed of members of Congress, or are they more likely to trust one handpicked by Speaker Pelosi?
Mm-hmm.
Pretty clear who they would most trust. And I think this is as much as anything about building trust with the American people.
You and I both know, I could picture Mitch McConnell in another world making the case for this commission using Bill Cassidy's argument.
Well, that was exactly the argument that we were making to the senators, and Senator Cassidy is exactly right, and he was so gracious in meeting with the family, and he even indicated, you know, how close his family was to Capitol Police officers and how his daughter had been close to them since she grew up in this area. So we were, he makes the best case, and I talked to one of the 35, you know, I've talked to a number of the 35 in the House who voted for it, and that's exactly the argument that those who voted for it made to their constituents, some of whom aren't happy that they're doing this, but that's the whole point. It would be nonpartisan. This protection, I think, important. I understand Republicans want to get away from tomorrow. I don't think you'd have many Republicans in the first party.
Right.
Maybe a few prosecutors, but not Republicans. So they want to get away from him. But the problem is he's not going to go away. But this is not about Democrats or Republicans. It's about the country, and it's about protecting so the people who work there, and also making sure this never happens again. Simply quickly communicate. I think obviously Senator Cassidy captured it well.
Quickly, Barbara Comstock, Chuck Schumer has promised one more vote on this commission at least. Do you think you'll get a face-to-face between the Sicknick family members and Mitch McConnell?
Well, Senator McConnell's office had offered to have a meeting with the staff day for the assembly, and at that point, given they'd indicated where the vote was going to be, that was passed on. But we would be happy to meet with any of the other senators to discuss really why Senator Cassidy is right. Senator Romney, you know, discussed that in the same way as did Lisa Murkowski made. She was our last meeting of the day, and she was so gracious and kind to the family and really apologizing to Mrs. Sicknick that she should even have to be there on this painful Memorial Day weekend when her son lies at Arlington National Cemetery, as she pointed out, because he fought so well. The officer, he said, we were so good at our job that day, I don't think a lot of you realize what danger you're in. What could have happened from this mob that was saying, hang Mike Pence? And I think Officer Fanone is exactly right, and he will be heard in public and should be, as should so many of the other officers who are on the front line.
Robert Comstock, a former member of Congress from Northern Virginia, thank you for coming on and sharing your experiences this week with the family members and
thank
the officers. So joining me now is Democratic Congressman Jason Crow, Colorado. He's a former Army Ranger. He helped protect many of his fellow members of Congress on that frightful day on January 6th. He, of course, became an impeachment manager as well. Congressman Crow, welcome to Meet the Press. So I guess the question now is, where do we go now? Where does this go next? And would you like to see Speaker Pelosi, if this is now a House-driven investigation, essentially follow the parameters of the commission that they wanted to develop to try to give as much credibility as you can to this investigation?
Well, good morning, Chuck. Thanks for having me on. I mean, the question first is one of timing, right? So Mitch McConnell has said that we are going to take another vote on this. I think the question for Speaker Pelosi and Chuck Schumer is, you know, do we believe him that this will be a vote in good faith? You know, we had 54 votes on Friday. We think there were a couple more people that would have voted for it had they been present. But the question is, can we get those three or four additional votes, or are we just delaying the inevitable? And that is, are we going to have to take up a select committee on the House side, or some kind of House and Senate combined committee, and do this ourselves? So I don't know. I can't read their minds at this point, but this has to get done. I am sick of playing the game of whack-a-mole with GOP members in the Congress. You know, every time we address one of their concerns, another one pops up. It's like playing whack-a-mole with Chuck E. Cheese growing up. We just can't continue to do that forever. We need to get answers. There's an urgency to this. Let's not forget this is not a process in the integrity of history, although that is important. We have a growing violent extremism movement in the United States. We have the spreading of the big lie that's being used to further the voter suppression laws around the country. And a growing number of Republicans are actually starting to believe more and more the big lie and undermine the legitimacy of the Biden presidency. So this is a problem that is prescient, it's growing, and we have to address it with some timeliness.
Now, you sound like somebody like me who's got a little bit of hope that maybe, hey, there's going to be one more vote for this commission, and maybe after they go home, maybe there's a couple more minds that will change. But let's assume that doesn't happen. Is there any other alternative? From Joe Biden, a joint task force of the FBI. Is there any other method you would suggest before the Congress?
Well, I think what's really important is that we have some sort of bipartisan commission here. You know, we have to make sure we're doing this in a way that helps re-inspire trust and confidence of the American people in our institutions. And we have to have subpoena power. We have to get the information that you can't get to necessarily with other investigations. I mean, there's a GAO investigation going on right now that I actually asked as a member of the House. Yeah. There are IG investigations that are going on right now. But what we really need to know is what was Donald Trump doing in the hours before the riot, during the riot? What was he talking to or telling his advisors? What happened with that discussion with Kevin McCarthy. Those are things that I think uniquely we can get through only through a bipartisan commission or a select committee with subpoena power. That would be very, very hard for another government entity or agency to get to. I'm sure you've had some constituents say this to you, which is, if you can't have a bipartisan agreement on something like this that normally would be above politics, think 9/11, think the Iraq study group. We could go through many instances of traumatic events in this country where bipartisanship eventually was used to get the power. If you can't do it for this, does this mean bipartisanship is really dead on any issue? Well, I share that question. I really do, Chuck. I mean, listen, I was there on January 6th. You know that. I made the call to my wife. I told her I loved her. I didn't know whether I would be able to make it out of that chamber, like dozens of other members, like journalists, like police officers that were there. Over 140 were beaten. One was killed. One later took his life. It was a terrible, brutal, and violent day. And let's not forget, you know, the hours and the days after that attack, the way that my GOP colleagues were asked, were you know, they were, but the way they were talking, the way they were acting. I remember actually very specifically, hours after we had retaken the Capitol and gone in and recertified the election, Kevin McCarthy gets up on the House floor. We were all sitting there on the House floor. There was still the smell of tear gas and broken glass all over. And he gave this speech about how people held the breach against the mob and made sure that the House chamber hadn't been taken. He actually called me out by name and several other members. And then you fast forward a couple of months, and it really wasn't a big deal. It's all about